DIFC's new variable capital company, VCC Regime. What it is, why it matters, and when to use it. Introduction. On 9th February 2026, the Dubai International Financial Center, DIFC, brought into force its variable capital company, VCC. Regulations 2026, introducing a new type of DIFC vehicle designed to hold and manage investments more efficiently than a conventional company. The DIFC's stated aim is to enhance investment structuring options for proprietary investments and strengthen DIFC's position as a center for sophisticated structures. Put simply, a VCC is designed to preserve the familiarity and discipline of a corporate structure while incorporating investment-style flexibility in how capital is managed. This is particularly valuable where investors require efficient inflows and outflows of capital, want the capital base to track portfolio value, and want a scalable structure that can hold multiple strategies or asset pools without unnecessary entity sprawl. What is a VCC? A VCC can be set up as a standalone vehicle or as an umbrella with cells. In umbrella form, DIFC recognizes two types, segregated cells and incorporated cells. The practical objective is to allow multiple portfolios to sit under a single platform, with separation between portfolios and centralized oversight at the umbrella level. The difference between segregated and incorporated cells is the level of legal separation. Segregated cells are compartments within the VCC rather than separate legal persons, whereas incorporated cells are separate corporate entities within the umbrella framework. In practice, users will choose the model that best aligns with counterparty expectations, financing terms, and how strongly the client wants separation to present to third parties. NAV-linked share capital and fund-like mechanic. A VCC's key feature is that its share capital is designed to move in line with its net asset value, AV. In a non-VCC, the share capital is largely fixed and does not automatically adjust when the companies increase or decrease in value. If shareholders want to put more money in, take money out, or reorganize capital, the company often must go through formal steps such as capital increases, reductions, share buybacks, and related filings. By contrast, in a VCC, the share capital is linked to the company's NAV. This allows the VCC to issue shares when new money comes in and redeems shares when money goes out, with pricing based on NAV. In practical terms, this makes the VCC behave more like an investment platform, where subscriptions and redemptions can be handled through NAV-based share issues and cancellations, rather than through more rigid company capital rules. Why it matters. Cells, segregation, and ring fencing. DIFC has positioned the cell architecture to segregate strategies and ring fence liabilities. This allows different portfolios to sit side by side under one umbrella, but the structure is designed so that one portfolio's liabilities should not automatically contaminate another portfolio, assuming the VCC is operated correctly and the legal requirements for segregation are followed. This is particularly attractive where a client wants multiple asset pools with different risk profiles or different investor groups, such as separating real estate exposures from private equity exposures or running deal-by-deal compartments. It can also simplify governance and reporting by centralizing oversight while keeping portfolio accounting and liability allocation disciplined at the relevant cell level. Regulatory perimeter, when DFSA is and isn't in play. A key design choice in the final regime is the use of corporate service providers, CSPs. DIFC states that the VCC regime caters to a wide spectrum of applicants, supported by CSPs to ensure compliance and operational integrity. In practice, that means most VCCs will need a CSP to handle administration and interface with the DIFC registrar, which is a deliberate control point as eligibility expands beyond regulated firms. The regulations also introduce an exempt VCC category. Market commentary explains that exemption can apply where the controller is a DIFC registered person, a DFSA authorized firm, a government entity, or a publicly listed entity, with exempt structures benefiting from certain operational flexibilities. This matters for client planning because it affects cost, operational design, and which group entity should sit at the top of the control chain. When to use it. Access, governance, and the CSP model, plus the exempt VCC concept. The DIFC has made clear that the VCC is intended primarily as a corporate structuring vehicle for proprietary investment activity, and, on that basis, it does not automatically require Dubai Financial Service Authority, DFSA, authorization. DFSA authorization becomes relevant only where the VCC, or any party operating it, is carrying on a regulated financial services activity in or from the DFC. Practically, this means the VCC should be viewed as a flexible corporate wrapper for holding and compartmentalizing assets, rather than a regulated fund product by default. However, this regulatory perimeter should be approached with care. Establishing a VCC does not create an exemption from DFSA regulation. If the structure is used in a manner that involves carrying on regulated financial services activities in or from the DIFC, the relevant DFSA authorization and compliance requirements may be triggered irrespective of the vehicle chosen. In practice, it is prudent to consider at the outset how the VCC will be operated, whether interest will be marketed or offered to investors, and whether any activities or services fall within the DFSA's regulatory scope. Conclusion. The DIFC's VCC regime is a significant addition to the region's structuring toolkit. It offers a corporate vehicle that is better aligned to investment activity by allowing share capital to flex with NAV and, where desired, enabling multiple portfolios to be housed under a single umbrella with meaningful segregation between strategies and liabilities. For family offices, investment platforms, and groups managing diverse asset pools, this can translate into a more efficient structure with clearer compartmentalization and streamlined governance. That said, the VCC is not a one-size-fits-all solution. A VCC's suitability will depend on how the structure is intended to operate in practice, including the use of cells, the expected capital flows, and whether any activities may fall within the DFSA's regulatory perimeter. Early structuring and regulatory analysis remain essential to ensure the vehicle is implemented in a compliant manner and achieves the intended commercial outcome.